Welcome to Tree Dog Tuesday, only on the Fueled by Joy Working Dog Podcast.
Are you putting on a youth hunt? Do you need a sponsor for your upcoming field trial? Joy Dog Food would love to help you out. Head over to our contact page on joydogfood.com and fill out the sponsorship application at the top of the page. Our marketing department will then reach out to you with more information on how you can receive your donation. We'll even help you advertise for the event. Applications must be submitted at least 60 days before the date of the event. So what are you waiting for? Head over to joydogfood.com or call 800-245-4125 today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Tree Dog Tuesday. And this week I'm lucky enough to be joined by, as John Strickland calls him, the dog food man, the head dog food honcho, I think is what Strickland called you. But I'm here with Wade Grashwitz, and we're going to talk a little bit of Cane Stream Media and a little bit of Joy Dog Food and some other stuff. But how's your Monday going, Wade?
Mondays are always Monday, every Monday. Yep. Hate Mondays, love Fridays.
Yeah. You called me Sunday in the office working. So this ain't even, I don't even want to hear about how you hate Mondays. I think you like it more than people, more than you let on. But
we're busy,
let's talk about, sure. I want to talk about, we got some pretty big news coming up from Joy Dog Food about the new SKUs coming out. And right. we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what we got going on with Cane Stream as far as, you know, our tournaments are coming up. We're doing the hunt coverage. We're doing all that stuff. But first things first, the Super Hunt. Super Hunt is 3 weeks away. And a true world champion is going to be crowned. I know that's an event that you like and that you sponsor. So just give the folks kind of a background on the Super Hunt, how it came to be, and what we got going on this year for it.
Well, actually, the Super Hunt is my favorite deal. Everything we do with Joy Dog Food, the Super Hunt, it's only the second year, but I had a blast last year. We had three great guys. It went off great. The ranch we lease is super, super nice. Tons of room. And then food, atmosphere, everything is just over the top. So but no, actually it was Josh, is your idea about getting top three dogs in the country together for one night, winner take all. And it's, the response to it last year was incredible, and this year it's already people are texting like, well, how can I hunt in that next year? When is it? What's the three dogs? You know, of course, the following that Joy Dog Food has on social media is really, really good. So, I mean, more people are aware of it this year than they were last year. So I believe we have three great dogs, of course, and better yet, the people that own those dogs and are handling those dogs are great as well. So I'm pumped. I know where you're gonna pick me up on Thursday, I hope. And I think we're hunting Thursday night too, aren't we? They can hunt Thursday night.
I think what we're doing is we're gonna do a little hog hunting on Thursday night. Maybe turn a dog loose. I don't know. It's going to be, of course, Kevin and Karen down there at camp. They help so much with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they, and I've talked to you and a bunch of other people about this, but I think everybody enjoys that weekend. From the Kevin coming down there and helping us, and Miss Karen doing the cooking for him on Saturdays, and the caterers, and the barbecue place in town that we get all the food from for Saturday night and all that stuff. So I think everybody's excited.
Yeah. I know Honey Bun's excited.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He's Honey Bun. He's not flying.
No. Should we? I need to get Honeybun on here and have him tell the story about trying to use the bathroom on your plane.
Yes. Yeah, it's a classic.
It was a big man in a little bathroom.
Yeah. Me and Finley witnessed it. It was a spectacle.
Yeah, and probably something that's gonna get seared into your brain, no matter how much you want it out, too. But what about the dogs this year? We've got Snooki's Cookie and Justin Davenport and Cody Carter, and then we have Tank, Brad Mitchell, and Joey Craver, and Lady John Strickland, and Randy Smith, and that's three champs. I mean, that's three of the best. People think we go down and we turn them loose in this coon zoo too, and it's a pretty woods, but there's not a lot of raccoons in it. I mean, there is at times, but in late February, you know, it's pretty tough in there. So what's your prediction, Wade? You got a pick?
I really don't. I mean, I'll go on record for saying that last year, I would have bet $1,000 Tyler wouldn't have won.
Yep.
I didn't. I know he won the UKC World Hunt, but you hear so much about, you know, Stogie and Echo and Tyler won it. So I mean, how in the world? And didn't even hear the dog. We didn't hear the dog bark for over an hour.
Yep.
Don't know where she went, and then won it right at the end. But I wouldn't on these three. I wouldn't bet. I really wouldn't bet. I told Strickland the other day, I said, you've been hunting? He goes, every night. I said, okay. I said, you better. I said, because we're doing this live and you don't want to get embarrassed right on national TV. And of course, he's laughing about it. But, you know, I know they're hunting. I know they're hunting Cookie. I talked to Joey here a week or two ago. He's hunting. So there's going to be three handlers, three great handlers and three great dogs primed and ready to go. And we're going to be right there. We got two cameras. We had one camera last year. We're going to have two. We're going to have three.
I think we should have three this year. We should have a camera for each dog. Right. Ben Sheets, we've hired him to come down and help us film. We've got another local cameraman that's supposed to come, plus myself. Looks like Jed's going to be judging again because he didn't win a world hunt again. And he Mason said he would Bush judge it. What's that?
Mason Bush will be there.
Yep, Mason Bush will be there. He's going to help. He's going to back up Judge. He's going to help me do some of the commentary and the filming and all that stuff. So we're really gearing it up to make it. Because I watched it again last year's Super Hunt. Yeah, it was good, but it was not near good enough. We're going to make it 10 times better this year.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I can't wait. It's a fun 3 days.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted. Yep. I'm exhausted on Sunday, but those 3 days are fun.
Yeah, agreed. What about we talk about the Super Hunt and then we talk about Cane Stream Media, and from last year's Super Hunt and till now, Joy Dog Food and myself and you and everybody, we've really covered. We've done a lot of media. We've done, before it was Cane Stream Media, we were going to all the pro sport hunts. We were going to the big PKC hunts, and we were doing a bunch of coverage of that through Joy Dog Food. And so what people don't, because I know they still associate Cane Stream Media with Joy Dog Food, which they should, because Joy Dog Food is, you know, a title sponsor, just like Conkey's Outdoors and Razor Hunting Gear and Elite Nutrition and all that. But it is a separate entity. And we haven't, I mean, we've tried to tell people like that, but they just kind of, it's like it goes in one ear and out the other. That they think that, you know, and it's okay to be associated with Joy Dog Food. That's exactly what we want. But explain to folks exactly what we got going on with Cane Stream. I do it, but I think everybody hears my voice so much that they just kind of tune it out. It's kind of like their wives. They just kind of let it go in one ear and out the other. So Wade, if you don't mind, just kind of give a rough outline of what we've got planned for Cane Stream and what it is and what we're going to do.
I'm going to tie Elite Handler Series in there as well.
Yep.
Cause that's an important part of it. And again, guys, this is about 99.9% Josh's idea, but we kind of discussed and talked about coming up with Elite Hammer Series, where we do the coon dogs, and I'll jump here real quick, but squirrel dogs, we're going to start doing squirrel dogs in February. We're going to announce a list. So it's just not just coon dogs. We're going to go right down the list. Beagles, bird dogs, show dogs, retrievers, okay, with the Elite Handler Series. And then we come up with the idea, well, Keen Stream Media will be separate from the Elite Handler Series. All the media will go through Keen Stream. And it's pretty neat the way we got it set up. But we are going to use Keen Stream, like the Joy Super Hunt. It will be ran on Keen Stream Media YouTube channel, and free of charge, no charge. But as we progress some of this stuff, and Josh kind of has it set up where we charge. And you can ask, he needs to answer that question on how we have it broke down, but we're going to have, the Dog's Life deal. We've had Russell Beller on there, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but we got three or four other great individuals will be on there as well. But the Keen Stream is one separate entity. Elite Handler Series is a separate, and Joy Dog Food is just a sponsor for those two. It's completely separate from Joy Dog Food. Completely separate business.
Yep.
So,
and we done that for a reason. We don't need to get into all the reasons, but and you're giving me a little bit too much credit, because separating those two and Joy Dog Food and all that stuff, that was mostly your idea. Some of the things that we're doing, a lot of them are your idea as well. And I don't make any of these decisions on my own. We're business partners in the Keen Stream Media and Elite Handler Series. So we bounce ideas off each other, and we do that as a partnership. Whereas with Joy, if you tell Josh Michaelis to go do this, I work for you. I go do it. So we've got a pretty good relationship, but it's very a good. Different relationship through Joy than it is with the Elite Handler Series and Keen Stream Media, and it's not all my baby. It's not all Wade's baby on those. Whereas Joy, that's Wade's baby. And Joy tells me, or Wade tells me to do something for Joy, that's, you're my boss. That's what I do. And so I think people get confused about how we've got all this set up and what we've got going on in the future. But you touched about squirrel dogs, and as we get deeper into this and we drop our top 10 handler list for the squirrel dogs here, which is coming here pretty soon, and we get our rules out there and we get some hunts booked, me and you have talked about this a lot, that with coon hounds and squirrel dogs and all these working dog sports, they need to have a place to be together, because that's really important, not only for Keen Stream numbers and for funding and for all that stuff, for sponsorships, for membership dollars and all that stuff. But it's important in the long run, because eventually we're all going to have to stand by each other and help each other continue to do this sport. Because, like we've talked about a million times, there's a lot of people that don't think that hunting with dogs is fair chase. They don't think it's appropriate. They don't think it's, they think it's cruel and all that stuff. So just having a place where we can bring working dog sports into other working dog sports and let them mesh. And then that leads into bringing it into homes and people that are not familiar with working dog.
Exactly. Exactly. It's, me included, I'd sit around at nighttime trying to watch something, and I struggle. But if you've got something on Keen Stream, or we have something on Keen Stream, well, like 1:30 Saturday night, I'm up watching you and Mason and the pro sport hunt. I'll be honest with you, I fell asleep, but my wife was up watching. Lisa was up watching with me, and I fell asleep, and she didn't. She took my phone, and I was in bed. She took my phone and was watching it, watching the end of it on my phone. So she was interested. And she's never been coon hunting in her life. So it's just interesting. It really is. And it brings, people have this, misled, misguided thought process about coon hunting or squirrel hunting. And well, there it is, you know, a bunch of guys out there having fun. Those guys were having fun. So they're hunting for $45,000-$50,000 truck on top of it.
Yeah.
So no, I love the whole idea. So
yeah. What did you think? I mean, cause I know your opinion, but what did you think of the coverage of the pro sport hunt? And, you know, how can we improve? How can we do things a little better? Because there's lots of areas for improvement. There's lots of areas where we can get better, and we will continue to get better. But what are you seeing in that you like, and what are you seeing in that you think we need to do a little better job of?
Personally, on our end, you're referring to? There's times where you can't hear the calls. Like, you know, Joey Craver's not on the cast, so Joey's on the cast, you could hear the call. But some of those guys are like 300 dogs and you can't really hear it. Things like that. So maybe, you know, I always tell you, we can't run this without the proper equipment and the proper personnel, workforce. We have to have those two things. That's one thing about being able to hear that call. Just little things. And sometimes, you know, when we go into a tree, if there's 11 minutes left and they're wanting to score that tree and get off, this time of year, it doesn't take long to find a coon. And if there's coons there, it don't take long. And sometimes it happens so fast that if you don't understand coon hunting, the way it works, you know, because my wife has asked me, well, what happened? I said, well, they scored that coon, they're off. Well, I didn't see it. Well, you know, you didn't see it because they're in there, we're in there, and we're out of there so incredibly fast because they want to walk the minute and get turned loose because they're behind or whatever. There's always some sort of dynamic thought process behind those trees. So just little things like that. And for everything that I come up with, Josh, you're coming up with 10. So on how to improve it. So it's kind of funny. Josh will say, well, I've got this edited, but I don't like it. I don't like it. Or he'll say, this one's a good one. So, and I don't quite understand where he's coming from until I actually sit, because I watch every single one of them from start to finish. And sometimes I watch them twice. Excuse me. But yeah, and we'll continue to improve. We'll continue to improve with experience, and we'll continue to improve by buying better equipment. So
yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I like the Elite Handler Series format, is it's so much easier to follow. You know, when we have that hunt and then we spend a couple of days editing, and we have the scoreboard and we have the clock and we have the subtitles and we have that stuff, which those are going to get better too. It's much easier for someone like Lisa or somebody that's watching that is not as familiar with the sport to keep track of certain things. And so, and even then, I don't do a good enough job of explaining what's going on sometimes, because Wade Grashwitz and Josh Michaelis are so used to hearing these terms like slick tree or strike my dog or tree my dog or whatever. You know, we know what all that stuff means. And it was actually Skyler that brought that up to me last year at the Super Hunt. He's like, look, he goes, I have no idea what you guys are doing out there. You know, because you got to do a better job of explaining that. And then it dawned on me. It's like a light bulb went off. I'm like, yeah, you're right. We do need to get better about that. And we're going to do that a lot better this year for the Super Hunt too. But that's just the difference between live coverage and edited coverage, is, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. A lot of people like the live coverage. They really do, but a lot of people like the edited stuff better. So we're going to try to do a little bit of both and make them both happy, but we need to make them both better.
Yeah, and what makes it so difficult, sometimes things happen so fast. For instance, there's situations where, you know, dog A does not want a tree first, does not want to take 125 tree. They want to take 50 tree or 25 tree. They do not want to take 125. So you know, a guy will jump in there and tree, and they'll wait and they'll tree appropriately because they figured out in their head they can't get beat if they strike for this amount and tree for this amount. So it gets complicated. Stuff happens so quick that you can't anticipate a lot of it.
Yep. No, I think we're on the right track. I think we're getting closer every time. We're getting better every time. And I try to tell people that you wait until about this time next year and you're going to see a product that'll blow your mind. You know, you'll see the improvement from just like the podcast and just like everything we've been doing for the last 2 or 3 years. It's only going to get better.
Right. And you know, I mean, you've talked about this too. We started with the most difficult sport to cover.
Yep.
Squirrel hunt, daylight, middle of the day, bird dogs, beagles, retrievers. It's all done in the daylight, you know, a lot easier to do. This coon hunting, we started with the hardest one first, mm-hmm. in my mind.
Yep. Definitely. I filmed a little bit of everything over the last 7, 8, 9 years. And I promise you that capturing a raccoon hunt and getting the dogs aren't in front of you. The dogs aren't on camera. The only time they're on camera is the time they get turned loose and the time that you get them off the tree. It's the only time you see the dog. And, you know, we get, oh, why don't you mic up the handlers? Well, in the EHS, it's a little easier. And that's one of the reasons we've done the EHS. And is because we could control the event and wrap it around the coverage and make it better. But I can't mic up all four handlers in a pro sport hunt. They have to stay within Bluetooth range. They have to do this. They have to do that. Right. If one mic quits, I can't stop halfway through the cast, call timeout, and tell them to adjust their mic or do. I mean, you just can't do it. I mean, there's just no way to get around it. Will there be someday? Sure. And we're going to be the ones that find out how. Right. But as of right now, just the logistics of it. And yeah, we could probably spend a couple $100,000 and get what we needed. But also you got to make sure, and you know, you get some value with what the equipment that you are buying too. You know, we can't go just writing checks for stuff that, you know, it will take us 20 years to pay off just because, you know, one of our customers or one of our viewers wants to mic up, you know, Cheyenne Cummings in a cast or something. So there's a lot to it. You understand that there's a lot to it, but I don't think, you know, a lot of people do.
And I was thinking about this other night. I don't want to jinx yourself, but how many times has the weather been really bad? Did you get rained on? Once? Yep. Twice? You know, and that's my biggest concern, fear of the super hunt, you know. We focus all this energy and all this attention and bring everybody in. it's expensive. And, yep. You know, I love it to bring that to, you know, the coon hunting world, Joy Dog Food customers. That's the reason we do it. Man, a big rainstorm or, you know, sit around till 2 a.m. to turn loose or try to drag them into Sunday night. Excuse me, try to drag them into Sunday night would be, you know, tough. But yeah. I'm just hoping we've been, knock on wood, it's been good that we haven't had that bad experience with weather as of yet. It's going to happen. We might as well plan.
We've got the equipment to film in bad weather now where we didn't have that ability last year, but it's not going to be the same viewing experience as it would be if we can take all the big cameras out there and all the good mics and all that stuff. You know, right now we're limited in during that weather. You know, we can still get it done. Yes. Will we be mad about it for the next year knowing that we could have done it better? You betcha.
Agreed.
Yep.
Gosh.
But anyway,
when are we going to release? I know we're going to release the super hunt when, Josh?
The super hunt will be, I have to get my calendar out. The super hunt will be on February 26th. Yep, February 26th. 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. Central. February 26th, 6 p.m. Central. They'll be able to watch the Super Hunt. And so, I mean, we can just go ahead and say it because, you know, most people know it. But we film that on a Saturday night. We get that filmed on Saturday night. It gets over roughly around midnight. By the time we do all the post-hunt interviews and all that stuff, it's 2 or 3 a.m. usually when we're done. And then Sunday, 9 a.m., we start editing. We get that all edited usually by Sunday evening. And then we get it scheduled and posted where folks can watch that Monday night. I mean, that's the best way to do it that I know of. And you'll get some complaints about, you know, oh, I don't know if this is what really happened because it's edited and it wasn't live. But yeah, that's what all we take out is the walking.
Yes.
I mean, that's it. We take out the walking and that is it. And you'll notice that they're out of every 2 hour cast, you spend about an hour and 10 minutes of it walking.
True.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to watch people walk through the woods. So I don't know why they would get mad that we edited it out.
Well, what was the last year? 6.7 miles that night.
Yeah. Yeah. We walked our guts out.
Yes.
And then, You went in even afterwards to get Echo with Scott. You know, he was 2 miles away from where we turned him loose by the time the cast got over.
Yeah, had a coon cut on the ground.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be fun, Wade. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are. But oh, yeah. We're also looking forward to some stuff coming out for Joy Dog Food. And why don't you tell us what we got. Let's just talk about where Joy's at right now. And the year that we're having so far in 2024 and all that good stuff. And then what you got coming up?
Thumbnail sketch. We have picked up several really nice distributors. When I say about distributors, somebody that covers multiple states. We picked up one distributor that covers 9 states, mainly in the Midwest and North. We picked up another distributor that covers 5 states in the South. We're in talks with one right now that will cover about 5 or 6 states in the West. You know, Joy Dog Food's on fire right now, as far as sales. We got a very, very good quality product. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's better than all the products out there. But it's just as good as, if not better. And we pride ourselves on kcals per cup. Of course, we're higher than most people, not all, but most on the calories per cup. But the one thing that we refuse to do is just change ingredients. So, you know, our goal is the same size, same shape, same color, same dog food, bag after bag after bag after bag. And Joy Dog Food, we're not having any fulfillment problems. Joy Dog Food's just on fire right now. Coming up, we have probably 3 to 5 SKUs. 3 SKUs will probably be released in April. New products. It'll be a lamb and rice, a chicken rice, and probably a grain-free chicken. And we also have a turkey product coming out and a fish product coming out. That'll be in the next 6 months. 3 of them will probably come out by April. The other 2 will probably be closer to June 1st. So we're adding product. We're adding distribution. The number one question in here day in, day out is where can I get it? I don't have a dealer close, and that's on me. That's my fault. That's my responsibility. So I'll own that. And we're working to fix that problem where you can get that product at your local feed store, you know, 6 miles down the road. So that was dog, with Joy Dog Food. That's it. We've hired, 3 new sales staff. I think they're all good ones. We'll find out.
I still got my doubts about Mason.
Mason, me too.
No, Mason was a big hand this weekend. He was a good help, so I was glad to have him over there.
Mason's got a special talent. He's double dipping. He's double dipping with, of course, Joy Dog Food pays the bills, but with him with Kane Stream and helping with the lead handler series, being able to go live, these coon hunts and stuff, he'll be a good employee. I'm convinced of that.
Yep. No, and he's reliable and trustworthy, and that's, you get those two things together, and you can usually, just like a dog, if you got one with heart, you can usually do the rest. You know, you can train the rest. So hopefully Mason's got enough heart.
Well, I know he worked about 5 days selling dog food, and then he was with you Friday night till probably 1 a.m. and then Saturday night till what? Would you guys, 3, 4 a.m. when you quit?
I think, yeah, we got done about 3, 3:30, somewhere around in there, I think.
He asked if he could have half a day off today, and I told him no. No, he didn't.
That's good. It's too early for him to be taking any, no days off for at least 6 months.
Right.
But no, our customers have been so great through Joy Dog Food, and our viewers have been great through Kane Stream Media and the Elite Handler Series and all that stuff too. So, I mean, you do it, you and Skyler and everybody in the office. A lot of people don't understand how hard, you know, you guys work at doing this stuff. It's not a 9 to 5, and when you clock out, there's nothing left to do, and you just go home and enjoy yourself. It's not that. And so, you know, I think people appreciate everything you're doing for Hound Sports and stuff, but I don't think they understand the effort that it takes to run a dog food company. That's the reason you don't coon hunt anymore.
Well, it's never ending. I mean, not only with trying to build a business, but there's freight involved. There's empty packaging. There's inventory. It's just, it never ends. It truly never ends. But I love it. It's what I've been doing since I've been 25. So 36 years I've been here in the same office. So I must like it. I'm still here. So everybody said, when are you going to quit? What am I going to do if I quit? I mean, I'm hyper anyway. I'd go stir crazy sitting at home every day. So I'm not going anywhere.
I bet Lisa's not pushing you to retire just yet.
No, she's not.
No, absolutely not. So what else was we going to talk about, Wade? I know we had a list of stuff. We've got the Super Hunt covered. We've talked about Elite Handler Series and Kane Stream. We've talked a little bit about Joy Dog Food. What else you got?
I'm looking forward to the first Elite Handler Series hunt.
Yeah, the first tournament.
First tournament, yes.
We're ironing out the details on that. It will be held. We have not, this is not set in stone, but right now we're looking at here in 4 weeks, Paducah, Kentucky. It'll be the first weekend of March. And it's a $15,000 first place prize, $5,000 per second. And I think that's going to be a fantastic format. There's going to be 12 hunters involved. So I know we've got a lot to do, and I know, you know how I stressed out I get at the Super Hunt. Well, the tournament's going to have me 10 times that. It'll be stressed to the max trying to make that perfect, but we've got a pretty good start. We've got pretty good feedback, and I think we're going to have some top hunters and handlers there, and I think everybody's going to want to watch it. If you don't want to watch that, then I don't.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
There's something seriously wrong with you. This is my idea.
And you know you're planning on doing that back-to-back weekends too, right?
Yes, I know it'll be Super Hunt and then straight to Paducah. And then I'm taking half a day off. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm just going to take it.
Well-deserved.
Yeah, but no, that's going to be a good time. And that's going to be a good format, and we're going to be able to do that without taking entries away, because Mainstream media wants to cover the pro sport hunts. So we want to cover the PKC hunts. We want to be in partnership with UKC and PKC and pro sport. We don't want to take away from them.
No, absolutely.
So that weekend and the handlers that we're going to have, we're really not, we know we're not taking away from anything. The pro sport, I believe the pup shootout is that, or the PKC pup shootout is that weekend, and we're going to lose Michael Ward to that. He was one of our tournament contestants, and he's going to handle in that. But, you know, the guys that we're picking, they don't have a truck ticket. You know, they're not going to go down to Mississippi and hunting that, or I'm sorry, Alabama. They're not going to go down to Alabama and hunting that. So, you know, no big deal. We're not taking away from anybody, and we're still going to get these handlers a good payday, and then we're still going to get good viewership and a good product for our viewers.
Yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to that too. That's, of course, that'll be on the Canestream media channel as well. But that, you turn those dogs loose one-on-one, head-to-head, it's just a different atmosphere, you know. And, you know, we had Strickland and Weed head-to-head, and, you know, I was just curious watching them, just, are they nervous? They were nervous. They were very nervous. And when you got the cameras on them in their face, and like I told Strickland, if, you know, like on this super hunt, don't come down there and get embarrassed on national TV. You know, he started laughing, but I know that that hit home. He doesn't want to get, and hey, the other two don't either. So you got to have your dog ready, and the one-on-one thing spins it just a different direction. You know, you don't really get, on these four dog casts, you might have one here 1.2 this way, another one, you know, 9/10 this way. Well, you can't hear them. They're out of, but normally two dogs stay halfway where you can hear both of them. So, it's just a good atmosphere. It's a fun, a one-on-one's fun for me.
It is, me too. And we don't need as much room. You can turn two dogs in a place in a smaller section than you can turn four. Nuka in March, first weekend of March, there may be some water. We'll see, but I think it'll be all right, but there's going to be a lot of coon street. There's not, and with two dogs, there's not one or two dogs that are putting a lot of pressure on the other two or something like that. You know, they get split up. They're kind of hunting by themselves. You get to see, you know, what that dog is, you know, just talent wise, I think more so than what it is in a cast. And so I'm excited. I hope it goes off without a hitch. Of course, I'm already worried to death about it, but you know, we're going to make it happen. I think it'll be good.
You've got, we've got Steve Yant on it. So, you know, he's going to do a good job.
Yant's always organized. Does so good organizing them hunts. Yes. He's going to compete in it. We're going to release the contestants probably by Friday. Actually, by the time people are watching this, some of the people, the Canestream members will watch this tonight. But by the time this is out to the public, that list will already be announced, the 12 handlers that are hunting that. So hopefully we can make it happen. Like I said, I hate announcing stuff before we know we've got exactly nailed down, but we're about 75% sure this is going to happen. Something falls through, we can always move that hunt to April, you know, here there at the Mercer County Coon Hunters Association too. So we'll get it figured out. We're going to have a tournament here pretty quick, and it's going to be a while. Wade, what else we got? You got anything else you want to talk about? I know you're just chomping at the bit to get back to work. So,
yeah, my mind's spinning. No, nothing. I think that what I had kind of jotted down was we've covered it. I just want to take the opportunity to thank all the, you know, Joey Dog Food customers, you know, Canestream Media followers, Elite Handler Series followers. You know, if it wasn't for all you guys, we couldn't do all this. I mean, Joey Dog Food pays the bills. Of course, people are feeding Joey Dog Food. We want to give back. That's the reason we donate. That's the reason we're doing some of this stuff. But I want to take time to personally thank you, those people that feed Joy Dog Food.
Definitely.
Yes.
We got the best customer base in the world.
Yes, we do.
We have some of the most loyal customers, and we really do appreciate them.
For sure.
I know next time we do this, Wade, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk how you arrived in that building and what about that building when you got started in there, you know, that all them years ago. And because you can still see the outline on the side of the building of the supply store, you know, yes. Which was, I remember the first time I came to the office, I'm like, that's pretty cool. You know, I like that. And I want to talk coon dogs with you next time. I want to talk about Jill and talk about your run with some of the other dogs you've hunted and all that stuff. So next time we sit down, we're talking coon dogs.
I'm gonna dig those papers up. Best two dogs I ever owned was directly out of Lipper. Either loved Lipper or hated Lipper, but they weren't litter mates, but they were the same cross.
Yeah.
Different litters.
Different litters. Yeah.
So you know, Tom Hopkins is doing a thing on, I think Jay Brademeyer's in charge of it too, where they're putting out their old Lipper stories on Facebook right now. It's been interesting to read some of that stuff, but I want to grab those papers and talk about Lipper bred, house bred. Those two dogs were ate up with it. So,
yep. Anyway. No, that's what we're talking about next time. Okay. I think everybody'd like to hear that. And that's one story. You know, you've been on this podcast. Of course, this is your podcast. You know, you're the one who owns this one. So, but he was also on Houndsman XP, but that was, my gosh, years ago, and it was just dog food talk. W was just dog food talk. I want to talk Wade Grashwitz, the hunter, next time we're on here.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Wade, I appreciate you joining me. I know you're busy and I'm busy, but we'll get back to it, and we just want to thank you again for being on here, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, Josh, thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Wade.